right, time to get involved with the great H2M Architects and Engineers. 90 years of dedication, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, 90 years. And a man who has not had all 90 under his belt, but, you know, over 10, is my good friend, Mr. Richard Heumann, leading the charge, company that has about 500 or so employees, surveyors, scientists, designers, architects, you name it. Part of the make with the great H2M are architects and engineers and his 10 office locations in around New Jersey and New York. The aforementioned Mr. Heumann joining us in his monthly spot with us. It is good to have you, my friend. How are you? Feeling okay?
Doing great, Jay. Good to hear from you. And welcome to spring. We polar plunged on Saturday, so I'm still working on getting the chill out of me. But other than that, things are going really well.
I've done that many a time in Mount Sinai over there at Cedar Beach. Very nice. Very invigorating, right? It is invigorating.
Yeah, invigorating for sure.
And it's all for a good cause, too. Good stuff there. And, of course, I know you are psyched with the baseball season happening this week. Can't come soon enough.
I'm ready. Looking forward to it. I think it's one of the as springtime kicks off, baseball season, especially if you have high expectations for your teams. And I think for you and I, we should feel pretty good about our side as they get going this year.
Yep. I can only imagine how you must have felt with Diaz going down a couple of weeks ago, World Baseball Classic, celebration after a game, jumping on the teammates left and right. And Diaz right in the middle of it all, and thus a patella tear of the 10. That's not good. But hopefully they will rebound, maybe by committee, of getting the job done. Are you confident in that?
Yeah. Not really confident. I think it's a huge loss. I mean, he struggled his first year when he got here. He was really coming into his own. He looked really good last year, and I think this year was going to be his year, where he really showed legitimately top closer in the game. And, whenever you hear about those kind of freak injuries, I don't know what to say. You know, everybody tries to come up with the reasons why, and he shouldn't have played, and he shouldn't have jumped, and he shouldn't have celebrated. We all need to be responsible for ourselves, so I don't think you can blame it on anything. You know, would I like to have not had him playing? Yeah. I'd rather have him pitching for my team, but it's going to be tough. I mean, look, if nothing else, between by committee or if Steve Cohen has a chance to go out and bring in some more help, I'm sure he'll try. They really set themselves up this year to try to win the World Series, frankly. So we shall see, Jay.
When you got $14 billion in the bank and you make the declaration when you take over the team, it's going to only take 5 years or less, Met fans. You'll have your championship. We'll see. Listen, I believe him. When you got that much money, we'll see. You can't buy or protect from injuries, but in essence, the Mets are still going to be a formidable team. I expect them to win the division, as I do with the Yankees. Should be a lot of fun this year. We'll see what happens.
For sure.
But it should be a lot of fun all kicking in Thursday. Mets, Marlins at 4, Yanks, Giants at 1. Now, you mentioned the polar plunge. Now, you got some other great community deals going around. Let's talk a little bit about that, my friend. DEIERG, Diversity and Inclusion Employee Resource Group, the Women's Leadership, supporting a woman nonprofit, own nonprofit there. Let's talk about that. You know, all in honor of Women's History Month and Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. Good stuff there. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is great stuff. This is, you and I have talked in the past about the various initiatives that the employees here at H2M drive in a organic and really passionate way. So we have internal resource groups. So our diversity and inclusion ERG and our women's leadership group banded together, and they're putting on an internal fundraiser where they're going to support an organization called Brittany's Baskets of Hope, as you said, in honor of Women's History Month and Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. And it's fun. It's another thing that allows people internally to better connect You know, you wear jeans, you donate $5, and whatever money the employees raise, the company matches. And anytime we get an opportunity to go ahead and support organizations like this, we love to do it. But again, it's not something that I came across. It's something that is driven by our internal leaders, our emerging leaders here, and they take the reins, they drive it, they organize it, they do everything that they need to do to support it. So I'm looking forward to this Thursday, where we'll be collecting some money, wearing jeans, and hopefully supporting a good cause.
It's a great cause, no question, as well as what's coming up in April to support the Sloan Kettering situation there. Cycle for Survival. What's that one all about?
So we've been doing this year, and it's an awesome fundraiser. I think one of the most exciting fundraisers. So Memorial Sloan Kettering partners with Equinox, and they do basically fundraising bike rides around the country. And New York is always a leader. And this year, I think we're at Central Park. I'll be cycling with a bunch of other H2Mers and some family members. And they raised, I mean, the last time I went, tens of millions of dollars raised to go toward cancer research. It's inspiring. They always have somebody who beat cancer as a result of the fundraising effort speaks, and researchers speak, and doctors from Memorial Sloan Kettering speak, and just let everybody's participating know how impactful their Saturday is. And it's really what it is. So you have a lot of fun. You're outside. They work you. I will be sweating that day for sure, Jay. They work you hard, like as if you're actually in cycle class. So I got to start toning up, I think. I have only a little more than a month to get myself ready. But H2M's been doing this for a lot of years, and really is another great cause, another great event.
I would need a lot of training for that myself. You know, I'm more of a runner than a cyclist, you know. I actually have never enjoyed getting on a cycle. Never have enjoyed it. Yeah. It's a lot of work. It really is. But in essence, Rich is getting ready for that. Now, I know you're getting ready for Thursday, too, besides the Mets Marlins, but also that displaying at the LIBI. Talk to me about that, John Russo, to demonstrate some of the services. What's that all about?
This is interesting. I've been talking the last few panels I've been on. I've been talking about technology and innovation, and I think all industries and businesses, we all need to continue to embrace change, embrace innovation. John is one of our architects out of our Westchester office, and he has a passion for virtual reality like I've never seen before. So I've sat in through a couple of client presentations where we've designed new buildings and they were modeled in three dimensions and all the detail put into it. So John then uses a software platform to develop the model in a virtual reality. And what he does is he physically walks through the building, and what he sees is projected on a monitor. So we sit there with our clients, and our clients might say something like, you know, I would like that door moved, or I would like the windows higher, or the ceiling higher, or like a different color, whatever those things are. And, you know, he's able to note essentially a project view of the client. Then we take that and we do our redesign. So things that typically get discovered by clients during construction where they don't really like how it looks, we're trying to collect that during design. So he's going to be presenting what we do at the Libby event, Long Island Builders Institute, on Thursday. They've got their kind of trade show. We have a booth there, and it's going to be really interesting. It's new and it's different, but I think any, you know, it's difficult in a lot of cases to have clients be able to sit with us and go through two-dimensional drawings and plans. Not because they don't want to, but you can't visualize what your final product is going to be. This is the client's project, not our project. So, you know, John has been doing a great job internally in advocating for VR. So this is really our kind of first foray in really marketing this and letting people know that this technology is out there and you can leverage virtual reality as part of the design process. So I'm really excited about it. I'm proud of the fact that he's stepping up. You know, he's a young architect, but sees great potential in it. So we'll see how it goes. It's new. Hopefully people embrace it, but I think it's really going to be part of how we go about executing projects in the future.
And, you know, for clients who can actually see their buildings long before construction begins, pointing out areas where their vision might differ from the actual blueprints, construction documents, you know, that is something else. I mean, that has to help the industry in a massive way, you know, with all this new technology and VR stuff, Rich.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you're right on it, Jay. It's so true. And those are the things, you know, to me, the more time you can spend with your client during design, the better position you're going to be in to make sure that what the client's expectations are met when the project is built. And, you know, often that interaction doesn't happen enough. So being able to really introduce this into the process and this new technology into the process, I completely agree. It's going to allow our clients to, and look, we've got some clients who, you know, it's one thing if your client is a builder, developer, and this is all they do, and, you know, they really understand the nuances of blueprints and things like that, but, you know, some of our clients don't, and that's fine. That's why they hire us. So it's really our responsibility to make sure that we have the best understanding of their expectations. And to me, this is a tool that we're going to be able to introduce into the process to, you know, allow us to be in a better position to meet their expectations.
The future is present as far as what people can actually visualize. Rich Human, of course, H2M Architects and Engineers. We always talk about the hiring process. Always looking for the next, you know, star, so to speak, college grad, somebody in the field. And you got six new hires, one intern actually hired in the month of March. Talk to me about that. Process is always working for you. Positions open year-round, and you're always seeking to find those answers to filling those slots there.
Yeah, yeah. We're, you know, well over 30 new hires so far. You know, just in 2023, which is great. We've got a very lofty budget for hiring people this year. I think, you know, our number is to be net up 90 people. So not only is it, you know, a continuation of trying to find the best talent we can and bring them in, but as we're growing, you know, it's you know, yes, we have a lot of growth happening here on Long Island, but we have growth happening in a lot of our other offices. So expanding the net is critical. Being able to be in a position to hire people, you might need them in one office, but if you find somebody in a different location, we want to bring that person on and then leverage the fact that we, you know, we can work remotely as teams. And, what that does is it gives just a greater opportunity for us to recruit in a much broader way. You know, the HR team is constantly on it, and I appreciate, you know, you advocate for us whenever we talk, and I'm always encouraging people to go to the website and see what's available. But I would say, you know, for us, we're always looking to be creative ourselves. And, you know, I've had people ping me on LinkedIn, you know, hey, this is what I do. I've read about your company. You know, is there any way that you would consider somebody like me? And even though I might not have a job posting for that person, I would engage with that person. And if I think that there's something that somebody can bring to the table of value that doesn't necessarily, you know, drop nicely into one of our openings, I would consider that. And I would connect that person with somebody in the HR group.